I recently went on a trip out of town, and I tried to set the code in the room safe, but I could not get the combination to set after several tries. It seems this safe, unlike all others, had a 6-digit code rather than a 4-digit code. No matter what I did, I was never going to crack the code because I was missing 2 parts of the answer. The reason why true leadership is so rare is because it is like that 6-digit code. It has some additional requirements that are often assumed to be known, but which are not known or understood at all. When I was a young lawyer and early in my first leadership role in the community, I met with many key decision makers. I had a great deal of trepidation about the meeting because I knew few personally, and I was quite confident most did not know me. I was a kid lawyer with no money and no status. Despite my concerns, the meeting went well, mainly because the biggest dog of all treated me like I belonged there. But it was something else, too. That influential leader spent a lot of his time offering second cups of coffee and fetching cream and sugar. It was very natural to him. I wondered how many of the other people in that room would have done that. Over the years, I have seen that gentleman in action as well as others close to him. Graciousness, shown in a host of ways, is at his core. He lets others talk and he listens. He does not push or demand his own way. The common thread that ties all of this together is humility. I read a story recently about FDR around the anniversary of his death. During one key decision in World War II, a room full of our nation's leaders believed the president should take a certain course. So did the president. Everyone in the meeting spoke except for a lower-ranking officer, who was tucked away in a corner of the room. FDR, who always had a sense of the room, asked the young officer what he thought. As the officer spoke, it became very clear he thought something entirely different and thoughtfully explained his position. The president chose his plan. That officer quickly ascended the military ranks, jumping over many senior officers. He was George C. Marshall, author of the Marshall Plan, which saved post-World War II Europe. He is acknowledged now as one of the country's finest military leaders. And it started because a leader asked a question of a rather minor subordinate at the time. What do you think? Bring ideas in and entertain them royally, for one of them may be king, said Mark Van Dorn. What I've learned about life on the way to the courthouse is this. True leadership has a different combination than most things. Humility and the ability to ask and to listen are 2 essential parts. If you possess those traits, people will respect you and believe in you, and you will find the more considered view that leads to success. The things you will achieve when you lead with the question, "What do you think?"